better duck Christ cuck. Yeah! And let's expose these Jewish eyes. The show starts now. Right now, you son of a biscuit. Yeah!
Fear at all. Don't worry.
Folks, ha 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 ha! Oh my goodness, we've made it! We've made it! What's up? Go! What's going on, guys? What's happening? Hello, it's Sunday. It's my Friday. It's your Sunday. It's my Friday. It's your Sunday. It's my Friday. how's everyone doing? 100, how's everyone doing? Time for biscuit. Yeah! What's happening? All right, that's what I like to see. High scores. Good. Appreciate it.
Ericker sent $14.88. Here's the money I would have spent on going nip today.
Oh, right on.
Straight past McDonald's after my hike.
Oh, that sounds really healthy.
Billy Bot sent $5. BB.
Hey, BB. What's going on? All right, so everyone seems to be doing really well. That's good. I had a pretty good day. Woke up, got some pretty good sleep. Remembered early this morning that I had to do a race and recovery. I don't know if you guys popped in there. It's not the most popular space, although I think after observing the movement and just kind of weighing out like all the people who are scammers, grifters, and backstabbers, a lot of things that they have in common other than Jesus is marijuana dependency, alcohol dependency, or some other dependency that takes away like logical thinking. So, remembered that I had to do that this morning, so fired it up, and it was a pretty good space for a little bit. It was cool. Got to hear some stories about one of the guys who had 20 years in recovery. I was tripping out. I was like, 20 years? Holy smokes, that's awesome. And then he was talking about like this big chip meeting that he went to on Tuesdays. And I was like, I went to a big chip meeting on Tuesdays in San Rafael. That's weird. And then he mentioned something else in recovery. And I was like, wait a second, man. Did you go to the chip meeting? Like, was that in Marin County? He's like, yeah, San Rafael. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this is so fucking weird, right? Out of all the people that you run into, right, online or that like maybe like, I don't know, might kind of know your whereabouts or where you've been and, you know, in life. And to get sober in like Marin County at this specific meeting, a lot of people went there. Even Robin Williams went to that meeting time to time. That's what I heard. I never met him there. I never got to meet Robin Williams, and I was kind of bummed out. I found out he was Jewish, but he's my favorite comedian nonetheless. But he used to go to that meeting too. It was a pretty popular meeting. So we had a good talk about sobriety. We heard a lot of, you know, excuses and copes, you know, today, but think that overall there's a lot of good feedback from the people that attend it, and you know, they usually say good things like on a super chat, hey, I skipped McDonald's and I skipped going to the dispensary, and I want to support the show because I'm no longer smoking dope. So I want to say thank you to all the people that are getting sober for themselves. Good job. Proud of you. Pats on the back. Dirty Mike, thanks for helping me out running the space. This computer's crooked here. I heard he was Jewish. I hope he's not. I hope he's not. Someone fact check that. Honky, thanks for helping me out with that space too. Let's say hi to some people in here. We got John Wayne. We got Return to Europa. My man, what's up? Audio Waffen, good to see ya. Keelu, what's up? Honky, Ice Buyer G, what's up? Sister Dickie Boob. What's up, man? Liam Waffen, what's up? Russian Waffen, what's up? Serpent Jesus, Jesus, go to Goy. Check out, we got a new CQ radio. The Jews don't like us talking about their King Jew. E14 in the house. Commando Rambo, what's up, bro? Yeah. Let's see. We got Base White Chad, Bruce Waffen. We got Registil, Berserker, Nighthawk. Hey, Tone, what's going on? Zero Turn Goy, what's happening, man? We got Sundown Town, Odin's Girl. Good to see you, White Power. Shout out to you and, you know, Nigger Juice Slayer. Zangango! What's happening, man? Kyo Renegade. Chloe, welcome back. Good to see you, sister. Dirty Mike and the Waffen helping me out with the heavy lifting today on the CQ, or not CQ, excuse me, Race Recovery. Viking Girl, what's up? Erica, what's happening? French, what's up, dude? Good to see you. We got Sundown Town. I think I might have said that twice. We got Base White Chad in the house. Scully Bugs, what's up? And Skin Niggers Alive, Power of Aryan, Observe, Pagan Supremacy, Billy Bats, where was that? Warrior Man, what's happening, man? Stay Paid, Burn One Bob, Cal Goy, Aryan Fate, what's up, dude? Good to see you. And yeah, what is that? National Base Goy, new to the show or something, bro? You look new here, bro. Ethiopian Farm Maker, Lampshade Denier, Base White Goy, what's up? Chirp Alert, what's happening? And yeah, Lampshade Denier, what's going on? White Wolf, what's up? Jesus is Jewish, great name right there. So true, so right under your nose, so true, so factual. Yeah, so today we got some clips. It is, you know, the day of worshiping the Jew and then going home and worshiping the nigger. So we're going to have to cover some of this Christ insanity today, and then we're going to do some OME TV. Yeah. So what else is exciting? I don't know. There's like some crazy shit going on with like Trump, right? He wrote something on his Truth Social, or I forgot the name of it. Surf Waffen, good to see you, man.
Try to get into my Jack computer.
Jack Boy, what's up, bro?
In there? Go for it.
Shout out to Jack Boy.
Heil HT, Heil Chat, bonus show. Let's go.
Let's go. Yes, it is the bonus show. Thank you guys to all the Donut Waffen for the support this week. Yeah, White Power, Big Romans. You guys watching the show better thank these guys. Seriously, thank them. I thank them. You better thank them. Robin Williams wasn't Jewish. He was Episcopalian. All right, well, listen, it should be a decent show. I mean, no promises. It could absolutely suck. I don't know if you guys heard the space. I had one of my buddies pop in there. Even Fafo popped in there for a little bit. You know, I told people when it comes to Race and Recovery, if you need Jesus to get you sober, you know, I'll deal with it, all right? That's the only time I'm put up with Jesus is if you're trying to get sober and it's working for you, all right, hopefully you get sober enough and your thinking gets straightened out that you eventually drop the Jesus stuff. So, yeah, Fafo bopped in there for a little bit. And then my buddy Holy Diver popped in there. And, you know, I had some words that I wanted to, you know, address him with. I don't know if you guys know, Holy Diver and I were pretty close buds. And we kind of had a little bit of a falling out just because I was like, hey, man, this whole Jesus thing, us being white Jews, it's not real. And I just kind of confronted, I pressed one of you guys heard it. Did you guys hear it? It was kind of like, you know, it's kind of like, I'm not trying to back up the Christians here, but I do want to make a point. You know, I'm racially loyal. Even though I do slam dunk on the Christians and I say they're fucking Jew-worshipping fags, I had a point to make with them saying that, look, man, like, you believe that, you know, you are, you know, and the rest of the white race are, you know, the Israelites.
There's no room for
the Base White Chat. What's up, dude?
Jews will right. not replace us.
Heil HT, Heil Hitler.
Hey, what's
Heil
up?
Chat O/race and recovery was great today, White Power.
Nah, appreciate the kind words, man. White Power, White Power, White Power. So, you know, I just want to grill him, man. I just want to say, look, well, you know, in your opinion, are all non-white Christians subhuman scum? And he paused for a second. He said, yeah. And I said, good. He said, then why are you streaming on a platform ran by a subhuman non-white who's a Christian. Right? It's a good question. It's a good question. His answer was, you know, I'm just trying to get my message out there. I'm just trying to get my message out there. And I said, well, listen, here's the deal. Here's the deal. It's hard for me to trust you Christians when you guys are not racially loyal. I said, Ned has, you know, Ned and Unruled, even though Ned and I aren't speaking any longer, Ned and Unruled have gone through hoops to make their 88 streams, right, platform, which is owned by white people. Okay, I could vouch for Ned. I could vouch for Unruled. It's owned by white people. And what's happening? All the pro-white people that are ignoring this guy being a non-white, subhuman, grifting, scamming, gambling, promoting, degenerate, piece of shit, jeet, okay, are all making everyone suffer that should be on 88 streams, right? And I'm like, Ned's your boy, right? Ned's your boy. Like, do you understand, like, you ignoring this is, like, making their platform suffer? And, like, I don't know why you're putting your head in the sand when it comes to this stuff. And it was just kind of like, well, you know, gypsies helped raise money for people. And, like, I'm like, fucking who gives a fuck? I don't care. I don't care. I don't see what the point is. Like, if you guys don't have any racial loyalty, right, what, like, how are we supposed to trust you guys, right? And you know what I said? You know, Bastion and I were buds at one point. We had a big falling out. I said, you know what, at least Bastion had the decency that when he found out about Gypsy, he walked away and he went only and streamed on fucking Ned's platform. And I'm not hip to be like saying any nice words about Bastion these days, but at least he had some fucking self-respect when it came down to fucking being true to his race. Where the rest of these guys are just ignoring that you have a non-white, literally race mixing with white women, right? While you're trying to promote the 14 words and all these people are making fun of mud sharks. They're all making fun of mud sharks while they're on a fucking platform while they're ignoring a non-white, literally fucking white women. Do you understand like how crazy this shit makes me, dude? This is crazy. This is at the level of stupidity in this fucking movement is beyond belief, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm glad I got that off my chest. You know, I just want to say, like, all these white people that are, like, seriously, they're okay with a DEI hired white power guy. You know, you guys are all race traitors. And I can't believe that you have a pro-white platform built specifically for white Christians. And all of you guys are on a site ran by a jeet who just scammed his audience with meme coins and literally fucking promotes gambling on his site. And I'm sitting here saying, you know why I don't like this piece of shit? Because I'm hosting spaces trying to get our people off of addiction, off of drugs, off of alcohol, off of gambling, off of you name it. And you're on a fucking site putting your fucking head in the sand, pushing fucking degenerate fucking schemes on our white kids, dude. Where's the fucking standard of this goddamn fucking movement anymore? Who the fuck are these retards? And honestly, if you're that fucking retarded, you should take your face offline and hit off on your computer.
Gypsy is a shitcoin.
Yeah. So anyhow, that's just my thoughts, okay? That's just my thoughts. So I went on about that for a little bit, but it felt good. You know, I had to get that off my chest. You know, I don't think it's fair that you have pro-white Christians that have gone out of their way to make a platform and you're on a fucking Jeets platform and claiming to be, and you're sweeping for him being white and you're allowing him to fuck white women while you claim the 14 words and you're yelling at fucking bitches online that are race mixing on OME TV while you're on a fucking race mixer's fucking platform pretending he's white. You're fucking, all you guys are fucking faggots, dude. Faggots. All of you fucking pro-whites, clip this. All of you pro-whites that are streaming on a fucking Jeets platform while you ignore the fact that this guy is a non-white and you're allowing him to fuck our white women, you are a LARPing fucking race-trading faggot who cares more about clout and donations than your own blood, and you should swing from a fucking tree, you race-trader cock-sucking faggots, all of you. Okay? And there it is. Okay? There it is. All right. Well, hopefully you guys are here for the long haul. Got that off my chest. All right. White power. Yeah, white power.
Go for it.
Niggers are like mosquitoes. They will try to attack you in order to take something from you.
Yep.
Niggers are like mosquitoes. Wherever they are, it's not as enjoyable as it could be. Niggers are like mosquitoes.
Yeah.
You just want them all gone.
Yes. Want them all gone. Yeah, so hopefully you guys are here for the long haul. This show's for entertainment purposes only. I repeat, entertainment purposes only. More than likely, there's going to be a CQ radio after the show. After the show. And be sure to drop a link to the new CQ radio. It just got gassed. And yeah, so we don't want you guys to say anything violent. What we try to do is we try to promote sobriety. We try to promote our guys, learn how to train with their hands, learn how to train with their firearms. Of course, not do any random acts of violence, but think in the mode of self-defense when your Jewish occupied government wants the white race dead, okay? And we want to inspire our brothers to look a little bit deeper into Christianity and realize this is the biggest psyop that has ever been played on the white race, and it's killing us and making us feeble and turning us into domesticated vaginas, okay? And we don't want to do that. So we're going to be covering a little bit of Christ and sanity. Hopefully you guys are here for the long haul. One, if you're here for the long haul. Two, if you got other things to do. If you want to support this stream tonight, there is the option of entropy and the option of power chat. And if you don't want to support the show financially, then you better buy a fucking stamp. And you better write me a goddamn letter, all right? That's the trade-off. All right? That's the trade-off. All right. Cool. Everyone's here for long haul. All right, so more than likely we'll be doing some P.O.
Go for it.
Not, well, let's see. Hey. What's up, Viking girl? It says...
LHT today, I got into a conversation with a pro-white white lady at the market.
Uh-huh.
I had to her about what is going on in our countries and the kikes. I invited her to check out GOYMTV flyer page and CQ radio.
Oh, nice.
It felt so good to do so.
Yeah,
it does. WFPO/.
It feels great going out on a limb for your people. And then when people are receptive, you're like, oh, man, I feel like a superhero today. I fucking helped someone that was white and racial, and I gave them a place to go. And now they're probably going to be in our circles, and that's always a good thing. So good for you, Viking girl. Good for you, white power. All right, so check this out, guys. It is a we're going to get into the clips first, and then we're going to get into the OME TV. Hopefully you guys are here for the long haul. I figured, you know, we were talking about the moon landing the other day, and it just made everyone crazy and pissed off. And, you know, I was like, wow, this is a subject that we shouldn't talk about. So I figured, you know what we should do? We should talk about, what should we talk about? We should talk about aliens. Aliens, bro! Aliens, bro! Oh my God. How many of you guys, before we get to this, how many of you guys ever watched Gaia TV? One, if you watched Gaia TV, David Wilcock with a giant forehead. You guys remember David Wilcock? He has like a giant forehead and like the worst hairline ever.
Go for it.
Corey Good. David Wilcock.
Bro, I try to support you financially and also mail you giant red racist shirts. God bless.
Bro, you're the man, Angry White Cringe. And I didn't even see that 20 you threw in there, bro. Big, big thank you, Angry White Cringe. I appreciate it. You're the man. Shout out to Angry White Cringe, dude. You're the man. So anyhow...
Even E.T. went home.
Yeah, E.T., better go home. Listen, appreciate it, Tough Cow. Hey, so here's the deal, right? I used to watch this stuff. I used to watch Gaia TV before I got hip to the Jews and stuff like that. And I thought I was like, oh, sweet, man. Got my little conspiracy paying like, I don't know, what was it, like $8 a month, right? Little subscription. But anyhow, there's this guy named Dr. Stephen Greer. And this is before I got Jew-pilled, but you're going to obviously see that this guy's pretty much, he was on Gaia TV too. Okay, this is different from David Wilcock, but you could definitely see what team, what tribe he's on. David,
the second question is,
who just said the crazy Chemist just said David Greer is a reptile. Let's go! Let's go, bro! Let's go! You fucking stole that out of my brain, bro! I'm like, this guy looks like a monkey. Wait, he looks like that demon face syndrome that everyone's gonna get when they start seeing lizards. He is a gay Jew, but he's a lizard. All right?
Yes, because that capability...
Tell me this guy isn't a fucking lizard, bro. Yes, yes, this fucking thing.
I think it's an Einstein-Rosen bridge is what they're doing, if you want to look that up.
He's a jizzard.
And we have a scientist on our team who's worked at a very senior NSA and corporate level who has said, it is real, and it was an Einstein-Rosen bridge, and it was man-made.
Einstein-Rosen bridge? That sounds awfully Jewish.
And it was a test.
All right, so I don't even know what this is talking. Listen, I don't know, but I have a feeling... I have a feeling they're going to do like a fake alien invasion, okay? And if they do a fake alien invasion, if they do a fake alien... Okay, let's put the polls up. Fake alien invasion, is it going to happen, yes or no? Here's my theory on fake alien invasion, okay? If aliens come down here and we start talking with lizards, they've been here the whole time, all right? That's just my point. Listen, if they've... I know this is going to get weird. Sorry, we got to get weird for a second. If there is aliens that are coming here and they're going to save us from... Maybe the robots go nuts and they start raping everyone, right? Robot rape, right? All the AI robots start raping humanity. The fucking... The lizards comes down, you know? Everyone's getting emotional, right? Everyone's like, oh my God, you know, robot rape. Elon, you bastard, right? And then the fucking aliens come down and like, take me to your leader. And it's like some like Jewish shine bomb. She's like the president of the world, right? The Mexican president, she's like the president of the world now. And then they like ask, you know, they're like, hey, you know, we came to fix the robots and we're going to make them all disappear. We want to trade some cheese with you guys. We've got alien cheese and we've got these new alien birth control condoms, right? Whatever. Okay. Whatever these aliens try to come down, they try to like maneuver their way into our society and start bargaining with us. Okay. That just means that these lizards have been here the whole time, all right? And, all right, that's all I'm going to say. I don't want to get weird. I think I've already done that, but I'm just saying that if we start talking with aliens in an alien invasion, that's what's been going on. We've been ran by lizards the whole time. All right, take a look at this. I want to show you guys this. This is a video that's going viral. I'm glad I'm no longer near this place in Melbourne, Florida. I've been here before. I haven't been to this. I've never been to a... I'm glad to say, I don't think I've ever been to a Waffle House. Alien fake invasion. Look at that. 61% based. Let's go. That's what I'm talking about. There we go. All right. How many of you guys have been to a Waffle House? One, you've been to a Waffle House, or two, you haven't. I've always just heard it's just like loaded with niggers. So miss me, I'm not going.
Why aliens won't come to Earth? Because we have niggers on the planet.
I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know. All right. I have never been to a Waffle House. I don't know. Is there anything good at a Waffle House? Is anyone or like what is like the? I guess chicken and waffles. Duh. Right. And I don't. To be honest with you, I don't like chicken and waffles. I like waffles with butter. I like waffles with butter and syrup, an insane amount. In fact, I'm such a fat son of a bitch. When it comes to, if I'm going to do waffles, blueberry waffles, I like blueberry waffles, okay? I will take like a half stick of butter. I haven't had waffles in a long time. Holy shit, I shouldn't talk about this right now. Dangerous. Lego my ego. Take that half a butter stick, right? Put that shit in the toaster oven and melt the butter. So that way you're not like squishing in the butter into every square and you're like ripping up the waffle. You know what I mean? Like you take that waffle, right? And then you take the butter and you just butter, syrup, right? Stack another
waffle one. Waffle $5, right? Nothing like a pecan waffle cooked up by a crackhead at 2 a.m.
Oh, my, a pecan waffle. I've never even heard of that before. They have pecan waffles there? Oh, man. I've been to IHOP many times. IHOP, I think IHOP's like, I've always thought that IHOP was pretty white. I went to a, what do you call it one time? That Golden Corral, and then Jehu called it the Golden Cabal. I laughed my ass off. I went to one Golden Cabal one time. There was so many fat niggers and fat Mexicans and fat Hawaiians. This was on Easter. We went there and it was loaded with brown people that were just like the fattest fucking subhumans that you could find on the fucking planet at the Golden Corral. So I would recommend never eating at a Golden Corral. All right, here we go. So this is a video going viral of white people behaving like niggers. These are white people. Just how do these white people know this music? I mean, look at this girl. She's sitting next to a guy with, like, supposedly a cowboy hat, and she's dancing along with his nigger chime. What the hell got into you? Why the thing? I was living in the hallway, I was sick of school. All my feet is cute. All the niggas call me Jigaboo. Bleeding concrete. Let the niggas walk across the street. Pardon me. I'm proud of you. What don't you talk to me? I ain't dissing on nobody, bitch. I'm violent on the beat. Honestly. We're so cooked. Oh my god, make it stop.
Registeel sent $5 chocolate chip waffle with syrup and butter goes hard.
Oh,
too bad Waffle House is nigger territory.
Yeah, it is nigger territory. Right again. Make waffles white again. That's not a bad idea. Now, how do we get here? How the fuck do we get to white people acting like goddamn boons in the middle of the night, and they're not worried about themselves, surrounded by niggers, okay? When do you think you're most aloof, ladies and gentlemen? What do you think the key factor is here? Oh, wait, whoa. Nope. Some people are trying to blame Jesus. Not Jesus. Not aliens. Well, it might be a combination. What are you doing hungry at 2 in the morning? What are you doing hungry at 2 in the morning? You know what you're doing? You're hanging out with Chud the Grifter.
What can you do? I think the real answer is you just got to get them out of here. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? Like, what is this, dude? He goes around, calls people niggers, talks like a nigger, smokes weed like a fucking nigger. Like, this is claims that Christ is king. Probably doesn't know what 7 times 8 is. What I mean, what are we doing here? Like, can we just get these Christians away? These Christians are all drug addicts, dude. All the Christians, I swear, they're all drug addicts, drugs, pot smokers, users, scabs, people with no fucking jobs. Like, can we just get like not all of them, but a lot? There's a high majority of these people, man, that are just dope smokers that just want to be forgiven for their fucking degeneracy, all right? That's really why they hold on to Christianity so much, right? So they can keep doing their drugs, keep doing their drinks, and just be forgiven. Be forgiven by their rabbi, all right? Well, listen, man, that's not cool, all right? And I'm sick of this goddamn nigger weed culture, okay? Because that's why you see a bunch of white people going, hey, oh, hey, in the middle of a fucking Waffle House at 2 in the morning going like, why are you behaving like niggers, dude? Because you're smoking weed. You should be thinking like this guy. There it is. There it is. There it is. There it is. Get him. Boom. Take his arm. Rip off his arm so that nigger can throw. Never throw a Roman in his life. Man, that is worth watching twice. That's how you do it. They didn't even look like they're the same weight class, man. Great moves. This is a move that everyone, including myself, should learn. Because every fight that I've been in, I usually end up like this dude, punching someone in the face, right? And that arm, this is like, okay, so obviously, okay, I don't know if you guys see this. This is like, everyone should know this move right here, okay? This move right here is like what every, and I don't know this move, and I need to learn this move right here. This right there, when someone's putting their fucking hand up to block a punch, right? And when you get that arm, when that arm is up, the fight is over. Once that hand comes up, the fight should be over immediately with the, yeah, an arm bar. That's it. So if you're, you know, a good grappler, a good wrestler, and you're good at like, you know, taking people down and shit, that arm, once you grab that, they're cooked, man. It's game over. It is game over. Yeah, and the beautiful thing about that is that you could just, you know, in a street fight, bro, just rip that fucker off, man. Just rip it off. All right, guys, Jews want to tell us something. Let's see what they got to tell us. All right, what do the Jews want to tell us today? Come on. Take a look here.
Because the most powerful nations in the world have to go down to their knees. That's what happened to Egypt. That's what's going to happen to America. That's what's going to happen to Germany. That's what's going to happen to France. That's what's going to happen to London. England's going to happen to...
What do all those places have in common? Gee, I wonder. Why?
Huh. Their knees. That's what happened to Egypt. That's what's going to happen to America. That's what's going to happen to Germany. That's what's going to happen to France. That's what's going to happen to London. England's going to happen to Poland. That's what's going to happen to Russia. That's what's going to happen to China. But we're almost there, guys. It's happening. This is it. They're all going to go down to their knees, especially the Western ones.
They're all going to go down on their knees. They're all going to go down on their knees. That's interesting. That's, you know, that's very specific wording, down on their knees. When Jesus comes back, does he say every knee shall bow?
Yes, the Bible says that when he returns, every knee shall bow, meaning all creation will acknowledge Jesus as Lord. This is found in Philippians, Romans.
I'm telling you guys, Jesus is the Antichrist, okay? And you Christians fell for the controlled op, and you're worshiping the son of Satan. That's what you're doing. You don't even realize it. You're literally worshiping a dark entity, the son of a dark entity. And that is it. And there you go. Every knee shall bow. Pay attention to the wording here.
England's going to happen to Poland. That's what's going to happen to Russia. That's what's going to happen to China. But we're almost there, guys. It's happening. This is it. They're all going to go down to their knees, especially the Western ones.
There it is.
Go down hard. For how they treated us over the last 2,000 years. For the destruction of the Second Temple and how they treated us, Hashem's going to take them down hard. Because the reason God's doing this is for his name in this world.
Because there you go. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, pretty crazy, huh? Going down hard. Yep. I wonder why. At least there's some people with some common sense here. There's a woman who went to a, it looks like a city council meeting, and she let it rip. Let's see what she's got to say. Not on her watch.
Your religion is not special.
Whoa, how dare you? You got a fucking problem with Jesus, bro?
You got a problem with Jesus, bro?
How dare you say that? Who the fuck does this woman think she is? Hold on 1 second here.
Your religion is not special, and you are not special for believing it. Your book has no authority over anyone except yourself. Between this mandatory reading list and the bills passed last year, like SB 965, which would allow a teacher to preach these stories as if they were fact, it is clear that a special level of arrogance is infesting the Texas government. Because it does take a truly special level of self-delusion to think that you are so star-spangled special that you're...
Listen, if a tranny has more common sense than white people right now, we're in for deep fucking shit, guys. Okay? That's all I gotta say, okay? Let this tranny fucking cook.
Your preferred interpretation of your preferred translation of your preferred unsubstantiated, unproven, unfalsifiable claim is correct to the point that you think you have the right to indoctrinate the next generation with it. This is clearly a Christian supremacist agenda, if not evidenced enough by the fact that no other religions are on this list, then by the fact that you've had a parade of Christian supremacists at this podium openly stating that they believe their faith system is superior, supporting this list. This is not providing historical and cultural context, and to act like it is insulting to the intelligence of everyone here, especially considering we're talking about a religion that has done its best to erase history and wipe out other cultures in the places that they've colonized. And in a day when Texas government...
I'm fucking around. All right, let's move on. Okay, fuck all trannies. Trannies get the rope. Okay, fuck them all. They're going to swing first. All right, let's see what this is about. Does anyone know who this is? Okay, name these two dorks.
She's like, fuck your Bible, I'm finna go.
Yeah, you can face the wall too, tranny. This is Joel Webbin and Alex Stein. Let's see what this is about. Look, it's the Christian and Jewish connection again.
What about the theory, since Paul used to be Jewish, and Paul took a lot of Christianity from Judaism? What do you say to that?
No.
That's not true. Hear that, though, right?
look at his body language. He's like, no. Look at this. Watch this.
What about the theory, since Paul used to be Jewish, and Paul took a lot of Christianity from Judaism? What do you say to that?
No.
That's not true. Hear that, though, right?
Yeah, you hear that all the time. Like, he says, I was circumcised on the eighth day, a Hebrew of Hebrews, son of a Pharisee.
Yeah.
So he's giving his credentials.
Yeah, you know, son of a Hebrew, son of a Pharisee, circumcised on the eighth day, trained under Rabbi Gamaliel under the Sanhedrin, no big deal, losing my pee-pee on the eighth day.
Credentials, but he's giving his credentials as he's writing to people who are trying to dismiss his apostolic authority because he's not Jewish enough. And he's like, okay.
Because he's writing it to rabbis and he's sending it to...
So, I mean, he has a lot of his letters are to Gentile cities like Ephesus, Galatia. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's other portions where he's actually trying to win over Jews. And so he's, you know, making, you know, or in these cities, there's a collection of Jews there among the Gentiles. And he's saying, no, if you think that ultimately the credentials are...
This guy's got a black belt in coping, bro. I'm trying to watch this. I'm studying.
Your Jewishness, then I promise you, I've got you beat. But this is him using hyperbolic language. Like, it's true, but he's...
It's true, it's like, but it wasn't earlier.
Advocate. He's saying, this shouldn't matter.
Yeah.
But because it matters so much to you...
These are my credentials.
Right, exactly. So this is the same Paul who says, it's not circumcision of the flesh that matters, but circumcision of the heart. And then yet...
Yeah, circumcision of the flesh doesn't matter anymore, but Paul's just going to go circumcise Timothy after he said that. Did Paul circumcise Timothy after he said only circumcision of the heart?
Timothy.
Wait, hold on. Let's see. Did Paul from the Bible circumcise Timothy after he said only circumcision of the heart?
Yes. Paul had Timothy circumcised, as mentioned in Acts 16,
Oh, well, hey, geez, right? Okay.
Even though he had two sons in the faith, Timothy and Titus, one of them, he said, you don't need to be circumcised because that doesn't matter. The other one, he made him get circumcised as a grown man. That's hardcore. You know,
that guy for ABC News or whatever.
And then he has him do it, though. He has him do it not because he thinks theologically in the objective that it matters to God, but because he's going to take that particular disciple in the faith to go and minister predominantly among Jews. And so he's saying, so that we would avoid even the appearance, the subjective appearance of evil, so that they would...
So it's like, how does this work out? You're like, yeah, man, you got to go, you know, teach Jews about this new, like, form of Judaism, Christianity. It's like, yeah, well, what do we need to do? Well, dude, if you're going to go talk to Jews, we need to obviously chop your wiener off. I want you to think about it for a second. Just think about that for a second. Like, if you're going to go talk... Like, imagine saying, hey, I got to go do a business meeting tomorrow, right? I got to go talk to some people about business. And, like, someone comes up to you like, dude, are you kidding me, bro? You're going to go in there? Yeah, I'm going to go in there. You're not going to chop off your penis, dude? Well, I mean, are they going to be looking at my penis? And then, like that really, like, think about that for a second. Really think about that for a second. That if you had to get your dick chopped off in order to go talk to Jewish people, what does that mean? If you're in clothes, right? Like, that means, are like the Jews doing some weird secret, like, naked meetings where they're like, hey, bro, dude, check it out, bro. No, I'm part of it, bro. No, look, no, it's a little bit butchered. Yeah, no, Paul was in a hurry. It was really fast. You know, he did it really fast. No, it's got a couple scabs on it. Don't touch it too much, right? Like, what are you thinking when you're like, oh, yeah, you got to go do business with Jews. Oh, well, we got to take care of that, Timothy. You're going to have to chop your wiener off for a little bit here, bud, right? Because you're going to be talking to Jews, and obviously you guys are going to be, you know what I mean? Like, what? He's like, yeah, man, I had to spread the gospel. Yes, spread the gospel, right? Like, what is this, dude? What is this gay shit, man? All right.
Hopefully have the most opportunity to listen to what we're saying about Jesus. We're going to play ball a little bit.
Well, did you see the Daily Mail came out with an article and there was a big conspiracy that the man's G-spot is in the anus, and that's not true.
Whoa!
It's
actually
the foreskin?
Yeah, it's actually the foreskin, and they cut all of our foreskin off.
And who convinced people that it was in the anus? A lot of Jews. So,
well, I mean...
I'm just going to say...
Is that true? I don't know. Rabbi...
Wow, this conversation went weird.
Smoothly said that.
I'm just going to say, I find it very ironic that a certain small sector of the population convinces men that the G-spot for a man is in the anus so that they'll be encouraged to be homosexuals. Meanwhile, they also push for circumcision to take away the actual G-spot.
I think that is...
Isn't that amazing?
It's bizarre. Daily Mail came out with this. Daily Mail is not anti-Semitic or anything. And for them to say...
All right, man, we're just going to wrap it up there. Nothing gay going on here, right? Okay, we're just going to keep on going. Doo-doo-doo. All right, going to check out some real Christianity. Those are just a bunch of fake Christians, of course. Come on, man. Give me the real church. I want to go to the real church.
Ready for the Deliverance Conference? This is going to be one of the beginning parts of the Deliverance Conference. Come on, somebody.
What is going on here? I mean, what the fuck is going on, man? Cult maxing. It's just L after L after L. All right, slave maxing. Jeez Louise. Oh my goodness. Okay, well, what's this guy's name? Kenny KO. I don't know if you guys have heard of Kenny KO. I've kind of ripped into him a few times. He's like this, you know, guy who like blew up on Instagram, started like talking about Hitler, and then come to find out he's got like some, I don't know, some chink girlfriend, right? It's terrible, right? It's terrible. Although he just did a video, and listen, even when I don't like people, if they come up with something good, when they come up with something good, I'll play it. This is a pretty good video here.
I've been wearing Vans essentially my entire life, and I learned something that now I can't unsee, and I'm going to have to burn essentially all of my Vans. So let's show you the shoe here.
Whoa. Look at that. Holy smokes. Do you see it? That's your juice shoe. Can you guys see it? Putting spells on your feet, bro. All right. Okay, switching gears from Jews to niggers. Here we go.
Ridiculous with these fucking immigrants in America. Go back to your fucking country if you don't want to pay nice with black people. Because black people built this shit. White people fucking gave us the money to fucking make this shit. But we built it.
You hear that? White people gave you the niggers the loans to build this shit.
Built this shit. White people fucking gave us the money to fucking make this shit, but we built this shit. So you better watch out, fucking asses.
You better watch it, nigger.
Cause y'all niggas can't do nothing. When y'all fucking out in the fucking sun, y'all burn the fuck up. We could be out in the sun all fucking day and survive. Y'all can't be construction working all day building this shit with y'all high yellow ugly asses. Take y'all high yellow ugly asses and go on.
Damn.
Y'all look pale and look ugly. Y'all look like ghosts. I don't even think y'all real. And then y'all look pale and like Down syndrome and albinos. And I don't like albinos.
Hey, woman, pay.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Remember that.
Come on.
Do what you gotta do. Come on up. If I ain't fucking with you, I ain't fucking you right now. I'm gonna have my husband fucking rape and kill you.
Well, that's accurate.
Do come on up. If I ain't fucking with you, I ain't fucking you right now. I'm gonna have my husband fucking rape and kill you.
There it is. I mean, she's not lying.
He let the rape Pakistanians and fucking little bitches like you. Take your ass, he gonna rip you in your ass and be very fucking rubbing your ass down and fuck you in the ass till you bleed.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Whew. Based. All right. Nigger raper. All right. As long as niggers are raping non-whites, whatever. Don't care. All right. But a lot of niggers are trying to get their shit together, guys.
You want to try to get
a lot of niggers are trying to get their shit together.
Child porn in there? Go for it.
And can you guess how?
There is another example of Christian insanity that I watched Pearl debate with ex-porn whore born again Christian.
Oh,
women
God.
Involved in porn making, and when they want to exit the industry and get a husband and have a kids, they are simply accepted in a church and being born again.
Yep.
What a joke.
Just throw those whores in water, bro. Just dip that whore in water, bro. All right. How are these niggers redeeming themselves?
Go for it.
Oh,
why she is so mad. Are all bananas sold out?
I don't know, man. I think her debit card, ATM, or not ATM, excuse me, what are those things called? EBT card ran out. Looks like she was pushing, I don't know, like a digit code of 20. There we go. Let's go, guys. This is London. Wait, this is London? Kind of looks like Zimbabwe.
Shut the fuck up! Say Christ is Lord! Say Christ is Lord!
Got the slaves practicing their slave religion. Wow, look, they got a Jesus gym. It's called Cross and Gym, right? Wow, can you imagine that? You're just like curling crosses all day with niggers? That sounds like a gym that I want to go to. I wonder what the sauna smells like. Yeah, probably not the best. How many of you guys know this guy is a total shill? He has some good work, right? Like this piece that I'm going to play here is actually good. Jordan Maxwell. I wonder if you guys remember Jordan Maxwell too, if you know. This is like back in the day. It's like David Icke shit. Doop boop bop boop boop bop 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 boop bop beep bop boop bop 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 beep boop bop boop bop. Alright, okay, Jordan Maxwell, in case you haven't seen him before. This is kind of interesting.
we're going to look a little bit closer at the signs and symbols. How many of you believe that the elite operates with signs and symbols? One, you see that, or two, they have to tell you exactly verbatim what they're doing to conquer the world. All right, you guys aren't new here. So let's take a look at this video and see what kind of signs and symbols he's referring to.
Who translated the King James Authorized Version? Rosicrucians and Freemasons. Yeah, and once you understand, wait a minute, the Bible is a Masonic book.
Ooh.
Of course it's a Masonic book. How many people know that the symbols in Islam are taken directly out of the Old Testament Bible? And that Mecca is the black cube of Freemasonry. Mecca is a black square. Look it up. The planet Saturn. Saturn was referred to as the black cube.
Wait for
and the
cube.
More they pray, the more blood is spilled. The more violence and bloodshed builds each day. It's getting worse and worse and worse. And the more they pray, the worse it gets. And Christians all over the world are praying to God's Son, the light of the world, and they have no idea what they're praying to. They have no concept of the world of what they're praying to, and consequently,
they're Satan worshipers.
All of the evil is winning. Good people are losing. Knights Templars, Masonic Freemasons are winning.
Christians are Satan worshipers.
Why? Because we're worshiping the wrong God.
Look at that.
Watch. Because we don't
look at this right here, bro. This cube. Okay, you see that? There's your cross. Okay, you got your Mecca and your cube shit with these Muslim goat fuckers, and then you got these Christ cucks doing the same thing.
Worshipping the wrong God. Because we don't understand what the symbols mean. Because we walk right past the truth sitting right in front of us and end up worshiping something that the Knights Templars have given us to worship. And therefore, we haven't got the faintest idea in the world what's going on.
All right, guys, how accurate? Do you see that? Do you see it? That to me is pretty accurate, dude. I really do believe this is where I'm at. This is where I'm at. Jesus is the Antichrist. Christians don't realize this, but they've been worshiping the son of the devil. Well, they would consider, well, it's, I don't want to say, I don't want to be trapped in the whole Abrahamic paradigm here, but I do believe that this is a dark deity that doesn't come from our people, right? Obviously, it came from Mesopotamia when it came to the pantheon of the Canaanites, okay? And these people that brought this religion to white people were bad fucking people that were doing child sacrifice. And it's right under your nose. If you're so against child sacrifice, okay, do you know that your Yahweh was in a pantheon, right, with Baal? And what do you think Baal was doing? Child sacrifice. What did Yahweh do, right? He sacrificed his only son. And it's right under their nose, and they just can't see it. But you are worshiping the son of a dark deity that you would probably refer to as Satan. So you Christians are Satan worshipers. And that's why you're under a spell, because you are Satan worshipers, okay, by your own terms. See what's going on with Alex Jones.
I'm just going to scorch earth Trump to get him back on track.
Uh-oh.
All I'm going to do is go after him viciously. You've already shed all over me.
Uh-oh.
And if you try to rub it in.
Don't rub the poop
at
in.
At that point, I don't care anymore.
Don't so rub the poop
in.
If
you think, I've been coming after you. If you think that I'm trying to get clicks by attacking you so the Democrats that don't buy anything from me and don't like me want to put me in jail. If you think I've been on your ass.
Oh, he's about to be up your ass thing, now.
One more thing out of your mouth. And Laura Loomer, send him this. Okay?
Send him.
One more thing.
Go.
When I've gone through hell back in your ass because you were the lesser of two evils, then I'm going to show you how to cow eat the cabbage.
Ooh, cow eat the
one
cabbage.
One more thing.
TC.
You should be kissing my ass.
Fuck yeah, in the name of Christ.
But instead, you shit all over me and rub it in. I'm not looking for a fight, but if you want one, you came to the right place.
Let's go.
So, I'm like a rattlesnake. They're not a really aggressive snakes. Water moccasins come after you and bite you.
Oh.
Cobras come after you. I'm like, rattlesnakes trying to get away. I'm like, hey, leave me alone. Hey, please don't step on me. God, that really hurts. Please stop.
Chew.
Oh, your daddy's over here. Let me step on your mommy. Let me step on your kids.
Yeah, Robbie, you know what I'm saying.
All right. I'm like Darth Vader looking at Emperor Palpatine, looking like Skywalker. I'm like, all right. I'm going to politically throw you down the reactor shaft. In 2 seconds.
About to fuck up Trump. Let's go.
Bluff? No, I don't.
Let's go.
You think I'm intimidated by you, Trump, the president of the United States?
Get him.
Think I'm intimidated by your hit teams, all the rest of it? Whatever, man. You got God to deal with.
Duh. See?
I want to focus on the midterms, the Democrats. I want to promote what's good you're doing. And I want to be left alone.
Let's fucking go. Hail Alex Jones!
Now, most people would imagine today...
Let's go!
...tune into my show, with Trump viciously attacking me yesterday.
Trump's attacking him.
With a bunch of baseless garbage. That I would just be spending all day attacking him and just creating all the controversial statements I could to just stay in the news.
Do you guys know what this is all about? This whole, like, why Alex Jones is flipping out? I guess Trump went on, like, Truth Social... And he was talking about Megyn Kelly, Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, Alex Jones, and someone else, right? And he was pretty much saying they're all low-life losers. So it's pretty much like a 15-minute rant of Alex Jones losing his shit. And not really in the mood for it. I'd rather check in on South Africa. So let's check in on South Africa.
I'm a 39-year-old white South African.
What did you say? You're a 39-year-old white South African? Cool. Looks like you're doing pretty good for yourself, working hard. Let's see it.
I'm a 39-year-old white South African.
Let's hear about it.
Have you ever wondered why on earth the world is trying to keep voices like mine silent? Well, here's the simple facts and reasons why. I come from South Africa. I'm 39 years old, which means I was born during the apartheid era.
He's in the U.S. now.
A civilized nation known as South Africa. And when I was 7, apartheid ended. So they can't accuse me of being part of apartheid. They can't accuse me for any crimes. They can't accuse me of anything. But they want my voice to be zipped and silenced. Why? It's because what we've seen, not what we've heard or something people have told us or something we have read on social media.
He's from...
But it's something that we've seen with our own eyes. We have seen a nation being handed over to incompetent, corrupt leaders.
It's from Wagartha, bro. Take it easy on the ears.
Cunning leaders. They're not smart. They're not out stealing money behind the scenes. They do it in broad daylight. In broad daylight. And it has all been an absolute project and a test. It is a DEI test, a diversity, equity, and inclusion test. And it has been an utter failure. They call it the Rainbow Nation, but it is one of the most radically racist countries in the world. There's over 146 laws discriminating against the white minority in South Africa. I just want to let you know, as an American, that DEI and other projects like this are not in your favor. It is not looking for equality and equal rights for everybody. It's not. It's here at the cost of your morals, of your religion, and your standards, your traditions, and everything that the Western Christian civilization has established and built.
Oh, man. God, it's everywhere. This Christianity, you just can't shake it, can you, huh?
It comes not at the cost of your happiness, but at the cost of your suffering. We, as white South Africans my age, have seen this and lived this, not heard this. We have seen this. We have lived through this. And that's why President Donald Trump started bringing them over to the United States of America. Because you want people like us in the United States of America.
Christianity is DEI. Exactly.
We can see what is coming, like in New York. They want to make it like South Africa. Go look at South Africa. It is the rape capital of the world, the infant rape capital of the world,
wow.
The murder capital of the world. It is the carjacking capital of the world. It is Niggers. Money heist capital of the world. This place is a destroyed country that has just been decaying for more than 3 decades. And they have deceived the world. They have shown us that they cannot run it without being radically racist. Luckily for people like Elon and
this guy's X,
we can actually go and voice our voices so you can hear us, what we've endured and what we've suffered, so we can warn the American people of not what's coming, not what's at your doorstep.
It is coming.
But what has entered your country. It is not on your doorstep anymore. It is in New York. The doors have been opened wide and it's been let in. So we are here not only to help, not only to warn, but to stand together with the United States of America, we the people, to defend Christian standards and morals, not only across...
There's no room for the Jewish population.
All right, we're just going to knock it off here. We're just going to... Goddamn low-life
nigger. Sounds like low-life nigger savage scums.
God.
Goddamn low-life nigger!
You see how Christianity always comes in? It's like, yeah, that's based. And it's like, yeah, back to the rabbi. Back to accepting everyone as equality, right? He's crying about equality, yet the book that he's talking about is nothing but equality. Galatians 3:28. Oh boy, how are we this dumb? You know, I'm kind of like going like, listen, I'm not the smartest white guy in the world by any means. Oh no, I'm not. And yeah, how do we get out of this? Because it seems like a lot of smart white people, like this guy's probably intelligent dude, right? But this is like a virus, and it is terrible. It's just like, it just doesn't go away. And I've never seen it as crazily pushed on us as of now. Maybe it's because I can see it now. I don't know. Do you think, how many of you woke up to the Christian thing within within 1 year, this year, press one, if it's been longer than this year, two, okay, one, like, or... if it's been longer, okay, because for me, I'm looking at this, I'm like, has it always been like this? Or is it like, I don't know, 20 years? Jesus, fuck. Because now it just feels like it's like forced on us, like it's crazy, right? So I don't know if it's like, well, obviously it is. There's obviously a push towards it, but I don't know. It's so frustrating when you see people trying to say the right thing about stuff, and you're like, yeah, man, I'm right there with you. And it's just like, yeah, back to this fucking Jewish stupid religion, man. I feel so lucky, too. I really feel so lucky that I've woken up to this stuff, man. It's like, you can't even see, like, the entire scope of how fucking wicked and well-planned these fucking Jews are. You know what I mean? So, anyhow, guys, press one if you're sticking around for the second half of the show, or two, you got other things to do. One, you're sticking around for the rest of the show, or two, you got to go. It does blind you. It's definitely, you know, does make you feel warm and fuzzy, and it comes at you with love and hugs. And unfortunately, yeah, we can't be doing that. We need to be hateful, and we need to do some eye for an eye shit, all right? Okay, everyone's hanging out. Well, that's good to know. I appreciate you guys being here. I guess we could keep the show going. We can, right? We could do that. If you guys want, we could do that. You guys want to do that? Let's do that. Let's just do it for you guys, all right? Thank you guys for being here. I really appreciate you so much. White power. Let's just do this.
Shake it. Looking deep into my eyes.
right up in my space and shake it. Just shake it. Dance a little, move some more. Push it back down to the floor and shake it. Just shake it. Looking deep into my eyes, bend it back and do your best to break it. To break it. Girl, you really look the part. Reach right out, you got my heart. Now take it. Just take it, take it.
What would you say to Jesus if you could meet him?
I wouldn't say shit.
But I'd kiss him. I'd kiss him. I'd kiss him. I'd kiss his feet. I won't say nothing.
Let's do this, bro. Let's do this. Let's do this shit. Hey, Robert, thanks, bro.
Thanks for giving us the shades from the They Live movie to see the Christ cucks.
Oh, slash. Hey, bro, no problem, man. Listen, man, that's all nothing, bro. It's all good, baby, baby. Hold on, bro. This, oh, man, the camera's broken. Fuck, bro. Are you kidding me, bro? I gotta restart this. Hold on one second. The hair is wild, bro. It's the RJ hair, bro. This is the RJ hair. This gets the panties soaked, bro. They're like, I just want to run my fingers through your hair. And you got the, you know what I'm saying? And all the hoes be like, what's up? You know what I'm saying, bro? don't worry, bro. Don't worry. I got you covered. Hold on. Wait, is this one working? No, wait, hold on. Come on, work for me, work for me. Oh, no, hold on. Give me something here, bitch. This ain't working. Oh, there we are. What's up? Hold on, but listen, baby, we got liftoff. We coming, don't worry. It's a hard knock life. Okay, hold on. Hold on. Relax. Relax, bro.
Oh no, we're gonna see seed oil filled shabones.
Oh, you about to see some seed oil up in this motherfucker. Hold on one second. I gotta fix this here. It's broken. I'm finna fix it right now. Watch this, bro. Wait till I get my new computer. I'm gonna be the flyest motherfucker out there, bro. Here we go. I'm gonna have like a computer. It's gonna have like all these cool blue lights on it. Have you ever seen a computer where it lights up? Bro, all the hoes, when they come down here, they're gonna be like, oh my god, bro, your place is like a goddamn nightclub. Vaccinated hell, bro, you see me, bro? Hey, what's up, baby? Yeah. Hey, fuck you, nigga.
Chloe 156.
I called you a nigga.
Back and not drop my widow's mites.
All right, thank you.
RJ, you hammerhead. L Shark looking motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
My 3.0 account is finally working.
You hear that, bros?
And I would like to get my bolts back.
Huh?
Sweep the leg, nigger, y'all.
I sweep that nigga leg, bro. There's so much money coming in, bro, because I'm fucking pussy hunting. Hey, what? Hey, you guys, give Big Dick Ben the bolts and give Chloe some love. Oh, what's that? Hey, what's up, baby?
Hi.
Hi. Oh, okay. Hey, what's up, chink face? You looking sexy. You ever been with a retarded guy?
Why do your eyes look like that?
Why do your eyes look like this? Ha! You look like... Listen, if we had kids, they'd look like ugly fucking chinks.
You know how your eyes look like?
They look like yours, kind of.
This side is looking that way, and this side is looking that way.
Yeah, when's the last time you fucking talked to your daddy? Ha! Why your eye look like that? Why you tell that little retarded boy that his eyes look like yours? Huh? Hi, fish face, chink face, nigga. Hey, listen, you want to hang out there or what? You try and get some of this? Look, you're one ugly looking chink. Why you put a lipstick on your face? Why don't you put that lipstick in your eyes? Weird looking gook mongrel. Hey, what's up, bro? Damn. Hey, what's up, baby? Well, you just did that. I just did that. You want to have a fight off?
You're fucking nasty.
Shut up. You queefed.
No, you're fucking nasty.
Dude, you're fucking nasty, bitch. You just queefed
you
the bed.
You nasty little
you,
bitch.
No, you're a la- you're you, nasty. You just queefed all over the place. You're disgusting. Wet fart
you
vagina.
You nasty like a fucking
hurt. Bro, you just queefed, Max.
I smell that. I smell that.
No, you just... Listen,
you
I smell bet. Fish in
you
here. Ew, queef, Max.
Smell,
gross,
you smell
bro.
Fishy.
Bro, you smell fishy. Stinky non-white vagina. Purple pussy. Gross. Hey, I just smelt some nasty non-white fish pussy. It was so gross.
Oh my god, you smelt yourself?
No, there was some nigga bitch who queefed, and she thought it was funny. What's your thoughts about black people?
I love them.
Do you really? Would you make a baby with a black guy?
Do you actually talk like that?
What do you mean? Do I talk like what? Say the N-word? Who cares? I'm part black. Bitch, I get all the pussy. You look at me, you know you're going to get soaked. Do you actually talk like that? Yeah, as a matter of fact, I do, bitch. Who the fuck you think you are? Fucking dumb broad. Pull up in my Rally. What's up, nigga? Fuck you. Hey, what's up, baby? What the fuck you doing? Don't scare me. I'm getting... Finna get all this. Hey, what's up, bro? You look mean. Hey, what's up, bro?
Oh my god, it's him! It's him! It's the nigger hater! It's the fucking nigger hater!
Yeah, I'm a nigger hater. I fucking hate niggers, bro.
Wait, is it actually you?
Yeah, bro. You hate niggers?
At least he's a cracker and not a nigger.
Let me see that guy. Let me see him. Let me see who you're talking about.
He's on Instagram. He's a gypsy crusader.
Fuck yeah, bro!
Fuck these fucking niggers, bro. Fuck gypsy. He's an Indian, bro.
Wait, huh?
Gypsy's fucking Indian, bro.
You don't like Gypsy Crusader?
He's brown, bro. Aren't you hanging out with some nigga in your car right now, too, bro? Acting like your white power?
White
power, motherfucker! Hal Hitler, you meth head motherfucker! Shut up, motherfucker! White power!
Fucking hand, you fucking nigger!
Yeah.
Oh my god, Clitsaurus. Hi!
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? You're looking kind of cute. Oh my god, what's this?
What?
You're looking kind of cute for a subhuman.
For what?
A subhuman.
A subhuman? What
yeah.
does that mean?
Are you smoking weed?
Yeah.
Oh, let me see what you're smoking, player. Smoking oh my wood. God, that looks like a chud blunt. What's your thoughts about, like, niggers? Are you part nigger?
Yeah, I am.
Oh my god, what are you mixed with? You are so weird looking.
I'm mixed with Mexican.
Oh my god, a Mexican nigger! So you're like maybe working hard and maybe like sucking up unemployment? Like, it's like, what are you doing? This is weird. Like,
bro, you funny, bro.
Do you put bugs in your burrito? He's like, bro. He goes to Chipotle, he's like, I'm part nigger, can I get rice with bugs in it, please? Oh my god.
Bro, you funny as well.
Oh my god.
Hey, are you on YouTube or something?
No, I'm unfortunately censored. I'm on gay TV, so I do this for meth. So,
where?
For meth. I'm a drug addict. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. How did your face get so fat? Let me see how buff you are. You buff or are you just like kind of chunky?
Nah, yeah, I'm fat.
Bro, what's going on with your hair? It's like it wants to be niggerized, but it's not. It's like
nah.
It's like,
look, I got, so when it's short, it's like straight,
yeah,
Mexican, but like when it's like a little longer,
oh, like, there it is. Oh, you've got the master Mexican mullet, kind of based.
It's not.
That's the Mexican master mullet.
It's all right. Yep. On God.
All right.
Do you have a soundboard too?
Yeah. Do you believe in Jesus?
You said what?
Do you believe in Jesus?
Yeah.
Oh my God. What did he die for?
Wait, huh?
What did Jesus die for?
He died for our sins, right?
Hey, that's a good answer, man. Look me in the eyes. Let me see how high you are.
Nah,
let me see. White power, you fucking spick motherfucker! Fuck you, you fucking nigger piece of shit! Scum motherfucker!
What the fuck, bro?
Shut your ass up, nigga! It's your daddy!
Bro, you like streamers, so,
pass me the blunt, nigga! Let me hit that shit! God, oh, God, nigga! Bro. Man, I love Jesus so much, it's unreal! Hi! Oh my God, look at this cute nigger! He's like an African. You are so gorgeous. Do you play basketball? Oh, he's acting like he's offended that I said nigger.
Bro, what are you talking about?
You look like a basketball player. Are you famous?
No.
All right. So what are you doing on this app? Looking for white hoes?
Nah.
What are you doing on here?
I'm just chilling, bro.
I'm trying to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do you believe in Jesus?
Nah.
Who do you believe in, Yakub?
What are you doing here? I thought I flushed you down.
Oh, I get it. You thought he was a big nigger turd. Oh my God, he does look like a big giant poop. Oh my God, you're so disgusting and niggery.
I'll show you on that one, I ain't gonna lie. I agree.
Okay, good. Hi! Oh my God, you're so gorgeous. What's your name? God, my beard looks so, like, look like kind of straggly right now. I'm not going to get any of the niggers tonight. They're just going to skip. Do you date black guys? What race are you? Oh, okay. Thank you for the donation. Hi. Oh my God, hi, cheek faces.
What'd you say?
I called you cheek face. Oh, fuck you! You fucking look like dog shit, nigga chink! Fuck you! Oh, ta da 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 da! Let me see your nail! Hey, what's up, buddy? Look at my hair! You see, I've been working at the dry cleaner all day! See, I iron the clothes, and all the white people, they come by, I'm working in a sweatshop, and my hair gets frizzy. You see? Hey, I work in a sweatshop, and what I do is I do white people clothing, and I iron their clothes. But with a nigga face like you, I put the hot iron on your fucking nigga face, and I melt it nice and friendly because your face looked like someone took a shit on it, you fucking nigga.
You're a nigga.
You're a fucking ugly, big-lip nigga. I hide my fucking nails from you. Wipe her, you fucking nigger! Fuck you, Tyrone! How you like when that white boy's punking you, nigga? You gonna sit here in front of your daddy and let that white nigga tell you you a faggot, nigga? That nigga you just punk you, nigga! That nigga just punk you, nigga! Oh, mama, nigga, got punk, nigga! White boy got punk, nigga! Yeah! That punk nigger!
I'll bring the whole block on your ass.
Fuck you, nigger! I got my nigger feeder 5,000 for your bitch ass, nigger! I'll smoke your whole fucking block, nigger! Fuck you, nigger! I got 32 for you little fucking dreadhead niggers! Fuck you, bitch! Bring it!
Alright.
Fuck you, half nigger! Nigger, you don't need. Nigger, let me tell you something, nigger! Nigger, nigger, fucking chink. Hi! Oh my God, this nigger got so offended by that. Hi, how are you, fucking chink face, nigga, fucking bitch, fuck, nigga, I'm on your claws. Hey, bro, you believe in Jesus Christ? Oh, what he died for?
Our sin.
He died for our sins!
Yes.
Now I want to ask you a question, I want to ask you, hold on 1 second, don't clap! Don't clap! Put your paws! Put yourself right there!
Sarah, there, stop. You stay. Let me see your nail. Like this. Nail? Oh, nice nail. Very nice nail. Okay, I want to ask you something real quick. Is Jesus a white guy? Is Jesus a Mexican? Or is Jesus Jewish?
He's Jewish.
Good answer! Oh, my God!
White power, fuck Jesus, nigger! Bro, Jesus is Jewish!
Yeah.
What are you doing throwing up Heil Hitler?
No.
No, bro, Jesus is Jewish.
No.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. You got a Bible on you, bro? Can you ask your app? John 4:22.
Organic fruit twist wild berry. Does that count?
John 4:22. Put that in your computer. Read it. Ready? Let's do it. What did Jesus say? John 4:22.
In John 4:22, Jesus tells a Samaritan woman that salvation comes from the Jewish people. He emphasizes.
So you think your salvation comes from Jews, bro?
Yes.
Bro, you're white. What are you doing worshiping a Jew? Fuck, bro. Epic fart. What are you doing, bro?
I love you.
Let me ask you a question. If Jesus was here, would you...
Hey,
what's up, guys? What's going on?
Hey, you looking so cute tonight. I wanna have sex with a nigga and steal his cat. Cause I hate the niggas and the niggas... Hey, what's up, baby? You look like you like niggas.
I do.
You date nigga? You Mexican bitch?
Love
hey, what's up, nigga? Cut my hair, too. Look at my hair mess. Hey, what's up, nigga? Chin face. Look at the beaner right here. Hey, say Cinco de Mayo, nigga. Say Cinco de Mayo.
White power, you spick motherfucker. How hell are you, you fucking beaner motherfucker? You fucking spick scum motherfuckers. Go back to Mexico.
Ba-na-na-na-na, ba-ba-ba-ching. Fuck you, fucking bean of scum. Fuck you, nigga. What are you? Hey, what's up, ladies? You like Chinese guy? You like the Chinese? Hey, baby. Look, you need some wonton soup. God damn, all these bitches skip me, you fucking nigga bitch. Hey, what's up, bro?
Fucking
God. Hey, bro, let me ask you a question. Are you Christian?
Dude, what is with your face?
Nigga, I'm Chinese. Fuck you. What's your face? You look like
you. How you gonna ask me if I'm Christian, then cuss, bitch?
Nigga, why?
How you gonna ask me if I'm Christian, then cuss, bitch?
Oh, you believe in Jesus?
I do. Why?
Because you are Mexican and Jesus was Jewish.
And what are you, bro?
I'm Chinese, nigga. What the fuck you think?
Bro, take that green screen off.
Nigga, take your fucking chain off. It's fake.
What the fuck? You got a fake chain.
Nigga, why don't you learn how to grow a mustache?
Who the fuck?
Nigga, you need to take Chinese chicken poop and put it on your face so you grow a full beard. You can't even grow a full beard because you're this genetic fucking Mexican scum.
And you hiding your face.
I have a whole beard because I'm a pure American Chinese man. And you have no facial hair because you're this genetic chink.
White power, you fucking spick motherfucker! Heil Hitler, you fucking spick! Go back to Mexico, beaner!
I will, bro.
Oh my god, doe, a deer, a female deer. Fa, lo, fa, si, fa, si, sa. Sorry!
Oh, you got me crying.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 sorry! Hey, what's up, baby? You like Justin Bieber?
Kita.
You hate niggas! You hate niggas? I hate these niggas. They stinky and they smell like big poo poo. Niggas don't what they be doing all kinds of shit like voodoo.
You're so tough. Oh.
I'm hanging from trees cause niggas are nothing but cuckoo. And I hate these fucking niggas, so I shoot them. I kill a nigga 3 times if you ask me, I got to do. A nigga come out of your vagina, it might look like poo poo. I just might how he like. Hey, hey, what's up, nigga? Hey, what's up, baby?
Hey.
Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm killing fat beaners for a hobby. I hate you, fat beaners. You need to go back to Mexico.
Cause you're just a dirty fat beaner scum. Someone needs to wash your bum. Ooh, ooh, sorry.
White nigger. Hey, you fucking nigger fucker. Heil Hitler.
Yeah?
Sorry. Hey, you like... Come on, man. Is it too late to say sorry now? This hair look fly with my shit, bro. Look, I'm crispy. Hey, what's up, bro?
Oh, you fuck.
Hey, bro, let me see your nail.
No, hop off.
Like this, nigga. Like that, nigga. Show me your nail. White power. Show me your nail. White power.
White power, nigga. Throw it up, bitch. You fucking faggot wigger. Yeah. Fuck you, nigga. Yo, what you gonna do, you fucking faggot wigger? I'll put 32 in your fucking faggot wigger head, nigger. Fuck you, you bitch. Put your little fucking airsoft away.
Hi. Hey, what's up, man? Oh my god, let me get some titties. Oh, me. Cause I'm... Hey, what's up, man? God damn, look at sexy. Hey! Hey, what's up, bro? Ooh! Sorry! Sorry!
White power, you fucking nigger! Jesus, come on! Fucking shit! Sorry! Hey, what's up, bro?
What's up? How you doing?
Hey, man, I got a question for you.
What's up?
Do you think Justin Bieber really found Christ?
No.
Do you believe in Christ?
No.
Oh, I don't either. What's your reason?
I just think, like, you yourself, you're a god. You evolve around people, and that's how the world evolves.
Wow. Wow, so you obviously, talking about people that don't evolve, you obviously hate niggers.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, well, I like this guy. Hold on, we got to invite him to the show. We got to invite him to the show. This guy's on point. Brain waffin, common sense waffin, not worshiping a Jew waffin.
Oh, my God, don't even get me started on the Jews.
Dude, listen. Here's the problem. We've got all these white Christians that are like, yeah, man, fuck the Jews. I'm like, bro, you worship the king of the Jews.
Literally.
What the fuck?
Literally. How do we... Ever, like, all of Christianity just goes straight back to Judaism, and it doesn't make any sense.
So how the
Jews make the Christians look bad by starting LGBTQ, starting all this other fucking... Other bullshit.
Yeah. How old are you?
20.
Dude, you're on point. Hey, you might have heard of my website. Have you ever heard of GTV Flyers?
GTV Flyers?
Check it out real quick. This is like a speed test to like red pill people. Like it's Randy Fine's
TV.
Yeah, but did you get to GTV? There's two separate websites. So one's for the Flyers and one's for the Stream.
I see the Flyers.
See that every single aspect?
Yeah.
Scroll those. Tell me if you knew all that stuff.
I have seen a couple of these things. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're in everything, dude.
Wow. Adding this to favorites.
Yeah, that's a bookmarker. And then also, if you want to check out the stream, there's some people in here that are just loving exactly what the fuck you're saying, man. Everyone's dude. Like, round of applause. Wait. Come over to the site real quick, just so you can see the chat. It's goyamtv.com.
Okay.
And then on the homepage,
I see it. I see it.
Okay, and then tell me when you see the chat.
I see the chat.
All right, chat, say what's up to this guy. Give him some love. Give him some love. Here we go. Here we go. It's going to rip.
White power, bro. Hell yeah. What's up, guys?
White power to this guy, man. 20 years old. He gets it, dude. You're the future, dude.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, man.
You know what? You're leading the future as well.
I appreciate it, dude.
We appreciate you.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Come by, make an account, and... Yeah, white power, dude.
Definitely will.
White power. My job here is done, dude. You know everything. That's awesome. Take it easy, dude.
You as well.
All right, man. Wow, that made it. That was awesome. Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on?
Hey,
am I on a podcast?
Yeah, you're on a podcast right now.
Oh, crazy.
So, quick question, man. What's your thoughts about us being a 7% global minority and going extinct?
I don't have any knowledge on that. I'm not going to lie.
So, would that bother you if you knew, like, the white race was about to go extinct because we're afraid to be racist?
That would bother me a little bit.
Would you get racist in order to save your race?
That is a good question.
That is a good question.
That's a moral dilemma.
Well, I mean, I think racism is natural. I think we've just been brainwashed by Jews to, like, hate ourselves.
By Jew?
Yeah. Do you know about the Jews?
Yeah, I do know about the Jews.
So, do you know about, like, a lot about the Jews or just, like, a little?
I know a little bit about the Jews.
All right. Are you on a computer right now?
No, I'm on my phone.
Fuck. God damn it. Do you have another device?
Do I need to start looking shit up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Give me one moment.
All right. We're going to get this kid air there. We're going to get him there. How old are you?
16.
Dude, you're going to figure this out quick, dude. You're going to be like,
oh, yeah?
Yes. Yes. I wish I figured this out at 16. Holy shit. I'd be way ahead of my life. I probably have like 10 wives. All right, so
what you ready? Got for me?
GTVFlyers.com. GTVFlyers.com. Now, when you get to that, you're going to see like flyers that say every single aspect, right? So tell me what. Did you get it right, though? GTV Flyers spelled right? FLYERS.com?
Yeah.
Okay, I did get you there.
Yeah, I think I'm looking at what you're talking about. Yeah.
Okay, just read me the headlines of the flyers, not the entire flyer, just the headlines.
Every single aspect of the media is Jewish.
Okay.
Every single aspect of the U.S. politics is Jewish. Mm-hmm. Black savages murder white children.
Mm-hmm.
Every single aspect of anti-white hate is Jewish. Every single aspect of baby penis sucking is Jewish. Don't hate the flyers, hate the baby penis vampires. Diversity means fewer white people. Inclusion means exclusion of white people. Equality means stealing from white people. Every single aspect of the slave trade was Jewish. Every single aspect of mass immigration is Jewish. Mm-hmm. Every single aspect of gun control is Jewish. Huh.
Well, now, did you know any of this? Still, it's going. It still goes. Yeah, there's more.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll spare you. But pretty much there's some documentaries in that category over there that you should probably look into, like Europa, The Last Battle. And then the question I'm going to ask you, man, is what religion are you?
I'm not religious.
Yes. Thank you. Okay, that's good. Do you want to know why I'm going to say that's good?
Let me hear it.
Jesus was white, Jewish, or Mexican?
Yeah.
What was he?
White, no?
Jewish.
He was Jewish? Oh, yeah, I guess that makes sense.
So we have all these white people believing in the Bible, thinking that Jews are God's chosen people.
Yeah.
And that a Jew came down and died for our sins. Now, Jews are notorious for getting us in debt, okay? And now they're getting us in guilt debt with the Holocaust that never happened, and sin debt, okay? Sin debt. Now we owe our, because this Jew died for our sins, now we're in debt to a Jew for our sins, okay? So they manipulate us by guilt tripping us and you know, manipulating our kindness. So the fact that you're not Christian.
You think the Holocaust happened?
No, man. When you find that, bro. Look at how many countries it's illegal to question the Holocaust. Say, is it illegal to question the Holocaust in 18 countries? Just ask it that. And then okay, if it does tell you that it is, go, why is a piece of history illegal? In fact, why is this the only piece of history that's illegal to question?
You're not allowed to question the legitimacy of the Holocaust.
Yep.
Shit.
Yep. So pretty much, man, let me give you my website where I'm streaming. The chat wants to say what's up to you. It's spelled goyimtv.com, GOYIMTV.com.
GOYIMTV.com.
And then the chat wants to say what's up to you because you're freaking knocking out the park. Not a lot of white kids are that smart. They're kind of brainwashed. And the fact you're pretty smart and on top of it, willing to learn, that's great. We're a 7% global minority, dude. You got to make a bunch of white kids, man. So the good news is
what do I look up to find you? I'm on the website.
Front page. It should have like a guy, a nigger smoking a crack pipe.
That's exactly what I'm seeing right now.
Yep. Just click that. And then you tell me when you see the live chat.
I got to get to the bottom of it. I don't see us just yet.
So you just, if you go to the homepage, you just refresh it over there and just click on the image of the monkey and it'll take you right to the stream.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be damned.
Do you see the chat?
I do.
Chat, say what's up to this guy, right? Say something nice.
Holy shit.
What they would censor more. A lie or the truth?
Yeah, what would they censor more, a lie or a truth?
Obviously a lie, dude.
Yep. So, yeah, man, that bookmark that GTV Flyers, man. Check out the stream and, like, you know, just learn about what's going on with our race because, like, dude, we're in this mode right now, okay? Like, we're in, like Civil War mode. Like, shit's about to go down. Like, economy's about to crash. Trump's getting us into World War III for the prophecies of the Jews. And it's fucking crazy, bro. So hopefully you're training and know how to use firearms.
Yeah, I mean, hell yeah, dude.
All right.
Yeah, I already know how to shoot and all that good shit.
All right. Well, listen, man. Come check out the show sometime, man. I go by Handsome Truth. You might see me on TikTok or Instagram. I do some comedy shit. But I'm all about waking up white kids like you and saying stay sober, stay fit, and stay ready, all right?
All right.
And thank you very much, dude. Have a good night.
Good night, bro.
Wow. There we go. Cooking. Hey, what's up? Fuck you, Beaner.
Thank you.
I mean, what are you doing in my country? Hey, what's up, nigger?
Yo.
Yo. What's going on, guys? What are you up to? Did you guys go worship a Jew today?
What? The Jew?
Did you guys go worship a Jew today?
I wish.
Did you guys go to church?
Oh, no, no.
You guys don't go to church? Yeah, no? What's up, bro? Man. What's up, bros? You guys go to church or what, bro? Pussy nigger. Hey, did you go to church? I'm going to ask, did you go to church? Hey, did you go to church today? Fucking beaner. Hey, what's up? What's going on with your face? What? Are you Mexican? Yeah, fuck you, albino bitch. Hey, what's up, ladies? What's going on, whores?
Buddy?
Listen, you fat Mexican, you look like some weird third worlder. Yeah.
Me fat?
No, he's ugly and dysgenic and you're fat.
Me? I'm fat?
You're a fat beaner.
Who the fuck do you think you are?
Hey, chinga tu madre.
Double chin underneath.
Chinga tu madre, fat puto torta.
I'm not fat.
Yeah, you're a fat bitch.
Hey, hold on. I'm not a fat.
Fat!
Bitch. Hey, clip that nigga.
Fat! What, are you going to clip me?
Fat? I am not fat, buddy. I'm anything.
Listen, you're a fat beaner. When's the last time you guys talked to your T.O.? When's the last time you talked to your T.O., you fat beater?
Your mom.
Ah, you fucking beater! Go home, you fucking beaner! You fucking dirty pig! Hey, you fucking beaner! You need to go home and suck an inner wiener! Hey, you fucking beaner! Go home, you filthy pig! Hey, it's your T.O.! Come back home! Come on, come home! I got jazz for you! Edgar, come home! White power, you fucking beaner motherfucker. Heil Hitler, you fucking spick nigger.
You, bro.
Fuck hey, you, nigger. Fuck you, spick invaders. Hey, what's up, nigga? Hey, oops, what's good? What's poppin'? What's good? Hey, T.O. Mexican. ATO better filter. Wait, you don't like my new Mexican filter? It's the only one I got.
Are you saying Mexican people are monkeys?
No, I'm saying, I mean, are you Mexican? Let me just look at the look at your yeah. Yeah. What's popping? What's popping, nigga? Oh, you hit a smoke alarm, nigga, already. Hey, Macarena. What's good, baby? Hey, what's up, nigga? Nigga, I'm a black Mexican. I ain't a lazy ass nigga. I like this, nigga.
White pair, fuck niggers. Fuck.
Hey, what's up, nigga?
Yeah.
Hey, what you looking at, you bitch ass motherfucker?
Looking at a nigga, what's up?
Nigga, what you, some sort of Mexican pussy ass nigga?
Yo, why you talking like that, nigga?
Nigga, who the fuck you think you is? Some Notanio, you fake ass bitch, nigga. What set you claim?
Yo, you belong in the zoo, you punk.
Nigga, you belong in the goddamn Rosarita bean can, nigga. Fuck, you belong in a goddamn fajita, nigga.
Nigga,
I'm finna roll you up in a burrito, Paco. Put Paco in a burrito, nigga. Watch me roll up on this nigga. Oh, faggot ass bitch, nigga. I'll roll up with my motherfucking bean sweeper 5000, nigga. What? Gonna fuck yourself. Got the pistol lock on that shit, nigga. What the fuck you saying? I'm all about that life, nigga. I'm about Jesus Christ. You believe in Jesus? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he died for my sins, so I'm finna rape you. Give me the pussy. I said, give me the pussy on Christ. Okay? I'm finna take a loan out for my sins. This Jewish nigga finna get me, though. Because all I gotta do is say, Jesus, I didn't mean to rape this white hoe 5 times. And then I took her purse. And then I raped her friend. And I put it in her butthole. Oh, shit. I'm a rapey ass nigga in Christ. And I wanna say that Jesus died for your sins. Yeah, I die for your sins. Fuck that nigga over there. You trying to take my pussy, nigga? I pull up on you, nigga. That's my pussy. I'm finna start a family with that girl. We already got a kid. I was already fucking that pussy 9 months ago. Tell that nigga I smashed. Tell that nigga I was up in that pussy. Come on now.
Well, you weren't.
You know I was. You gonna swear on the Bible? You swear on Jesus that I wasn't smashing?
Yeah.
Oh, you a lying asshole.
You ain't my boyfriend, so.
Yeah, I'm your boyfriend. You better get used to it.
Hell no.
Oh, you saying you wouldn't date a black man?
You're not cool.
You wouldn't date no black man?
You're not cool.
This is a man's world. Shut your ass up.
No, make me.
White power, fuck niggers. Fuck niggers, white power. Let me ask you. Listen here, you fucking nigger fuckers. I got a question for you. Let me ask you a question. All right.
Nah, you ain't black, son.
Wait, no shit, nigger. No shit.
No, what the, where the fuck is run a fucking kid out,
though? Hey, listen, I want to ask you a question, ladies. What's your thoughts about white people?
Hey, listen, okay. What the fuck?
What's your thoughts about white people being a 7% global minority?
They can go fuck themselves.
Are you a nigger fucker?
No.
You're not?
Are you a pussy eater?
What race are you?
Are you a pussy eater?
Well, no, I don't kiss and tell. So why don't you just fuck? Who the fuck are you asking? Fuck out of here, you pervert! Hey, listen, listen here. I'm asking you. Listen, I'm asking you, ladies, a question. We gotta skip. Listen, you guys are perverts. I gotta get out of here. All right, they perved out on me. Gotta get out of here. Hey, what's up? What's going on, man?
Come on, give me that bullshit bottle.
Hey, no. Don't listen, bro. Don't do that. Don't do that. Let me ask you a question, man. What's your thoughts about white power?
Yo, I wish my stepdad was awake for this, bro.
Oh, yeah? You wake his ass up. Tell him I said, white power, fuck niggers! Right?
No, he would agree with you, bro. He would agree with you.
So what is your stepdad think of you?
Hold on.
Yeah, let's get his ass up.
Let's introduce you to my mom.
Bro. All right, what's your mom's name? I'm going to talk to her like this. Is she racist?
Christina.
Hey, Christina!
Hold on.
I'm finna talk to Christina.
Oh, never mind. Oh, never mind. Christina's asleep.
Christina. Oh, you better wake her up. Tell her she got that good, good. Nigga, I'm finna come in your house and break your mama down, nigga. I'm finna break your mama down, nigga. Hey, hey, nigga, let me ask you something, boy. What's your daddy hate niggas for?
My daddy hates my dad is pretty racist, bro.
Like, I know, but nigga, I hear your dialect, nigga. You sound like you like niggas.
I mean, I don't discriminate.
I mean, why though, nigga? You in a racist household and you sit here nigga whooping. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, you be like this, nigga. You see a nigga bitch, you like, ah, you be licking a nigga toes and shit, nigga. You a nigga toe licker, boy.
No, I ain't gonna lie.
Niggas licking toes over here.
No, I ain't gonna lie. I don't like the black female stuff.
Hey, come on, man. He's all eating that purple pussy, nigga. This nigga like that purple clam.
Wait,
what?
Wait, let me ask. Wait.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, you.
Go on, ask me.
Why you don't like black people?
Oh, let me tell you something, boy. Most black people don't know what 7x8 is. You know how dangerous that is? That these niggas...
You know how dangerous that
is? Niggas are stupidly dangerous, man. And I tell you, they don't have a developed brain like a white man do.
They don't.
They got small brains. They got little nigga baby brains. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Hey.
Hey, listen, well, man. Listen, bro.
That's why...
Listen, bro. Do you believe in Jesus?
Yeah, yes, sir.
What did he die for, bro?
Our sins.
Fucking dude, man, I just kiss him, bro. I kiss his feet, bro. I just kiss his feet, bro.
What would you say to Jesus if you could meet him? I wouldn't say shit, bro. I kiss him. I kiss his feet. No one say nothing.
Would you do that, bro? If you saw Jesus,
I'd kiss his feet, bro. Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah! Say Christ is King.
Christ is cute.
That's right, bro. Man, I want you to say, are you a Groiper, dude?
What?
Are you like Nick Fuentes?
What? What the fuck?
Dude, I thought you liked fucking brown people. Jesus is a sand nigger. Fuentes is a beaner.
What?
Did
what?
I lose you? What happened, bro? I just took a quick turn.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What's up, nigger? White power. Out the window. White power. You're like, oh, bro, whoa. Dude, my dad's racist. Dude, I got nigger friends. Are you kidding me? I buy weed from niggers. Do you buy weed from niggers? Fuck you looking at, bro.
Bro, you know who you remind me of, bro, but I ain't gonna lie. You're like an off-brand version of him. I bet you know exactly
what I'm talking about. Shut up. Don't.
The Joker guy.
Shut up. That guy's brown, bro.
You couldn't be him for 1 second.
That guy's brown. That's brown.
Wait, but you know who I'm... Like,
that guy's brown, bro. He's brown. Don't. That's brown.
Oh, you know who I'm talking about.
He's brown, dude. Knock it off, bro.
Bro, he's not. He's what is he? Indian. He's Indian.
What do you think an Indian is?
He's not... Oh my gosh.
I'm out of here, nigger. At least you said it for me. I'm out of here, bro. You just said it. At least you knew he was an Indian. I'll give you that, bro.
Wait, hold on. Gosh, you fucking hate anything. Wait, let me get you. You fucking hate the wetbacks too, huh?
I hate all. Listen, all non-white people don't belong here.
Bro, oh my gosh.
What don't you understand here, bro?
Where does this concept come from, bro?
When you get older, you're young, dude. You haven't figured it out yet. I was a wigger like you.
What?
I was a wigger. I was a rapper. I was a retard like you. You get older, you figure things out. Do you smoke weed?
Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta stop doing that, bro. It makes you lazy. It makes you weak. Makes you like passive. You know.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Come on, bro. Don't lie. I've used to smoke a lot more weed than you.
Yeah, that's probably why.
No, I'm just telling you, man. I know what it does. I know it had the effects. That's why the Jewish government makes it legal. Makes you complacent. Thank you. Brain dead. Low T. Non-aggressive.
Bro, wait, hold on. Yeah. So you don't like that one dude? Why don't you like him?
Because here's the deal, man. He's pretending to be a white person.
Oh, I ain't gonna lie. I would always fucking say that too, though. I would always say that too because he would make fun.
Now, if he was like, look, I'm a non-white and I don't like niggers and stuff like that, I'd be cool with it. But he's pretending to be white. Don't do that. That's not like you're tricking white people doing that.
Yeah, bro.
Listen, man, it was a good conversation. But you gotta, dude, you gotta drop the weed and you gotta learn Jesus is a Jew. Stop worshiping a Jew. You're a white kid.
Can't do that, brother.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, half nigger?
What?
I said, I mean, you are a half nigger, correct?
Nope.
What are you? Wait. Nope. What? No, you're one of these North Indians. I mean, North Africans. North African.
Oh, that's me.
North African?
No, that's me.
What are you?
Moroccan.
Okay. So you guys are like kind of like sand niggers.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys believe in Islam?
Yes, we believe in it. Yeah, I do.
Oh, that's gay. So you want to know why? Because like the Jews created Christianity and Islam.
No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No.
Yep. Yeah. You guys are Saturn worshippers.
You can argue with this guy.
Right? Yeah, you want to argue with me, Sandigger? Good luck with your 85 IQ. You fuck goats. Hey, what's up, nigger? Woo! You guys having fun tonight? 1-100? We having a good time tonight? Are we having a good time tonight?
Fuck you, your mom.
Fuck you, nigger. Hey, what's up? Hey, I got a question for you, Tyrone.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
Hands to Drew.
Yeah, white power.
Hands to Drew.
There we go.
Dude, I watch your streams, bro.
Do you?
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good.
Wait, is this actually live?
Yeah,
live. Where's Paul at?
Paul is an Indian. He's non-white, and he's been exposed as a brown shitskin.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Is he like giving you shit or something?
No, I just asked him for his DNA test, and he said he lost it, and then I did the research on it, and it turns out his family's all brown.
Why, like gypsies, right?
Yeah, Roma gypsies come from India. Did you know that?
Really, bro?
Yeah, if you Google where do Roma gypsies come from, they come from India. They're street shitters.
Yeah. What do you think of like what do you think is going to happen with the war right now in Israel and everything?
Well, let me ask you a question, man, because you obviously know about the Jews, right?
You asking me, bro?
Well, well, listen. Okay, this is the issue that I'm having. This is why I've lost like half my viewership. Okay, what religion are you?
I know what you think about that, bro. I know what you think about that.
And what? Where are you at with that?
Dude, I just have faith, but I don't know. I wouldn't call myself really anything. I wouldn't label.
What makes more sense to you? Let's say you're a blank canvas, all right? And I'm going to give you two options.
What do you want? Like racial? You want like racial?
I'm going to ask you, just give me your logic. Give me your logic, okay? I just want to know logic, okay? Don't give me emotion. Don't give me, just wipe your fucking.
I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to give you an opportunity to have a religion where you worship a Jewish rabbi and you go to the afterlife heaven with non-whites, okay? Or I'm going to say you can worship white gods and end up in the afterlife with only...
Oh, you mean like paganism?
Yes, right. Or only white people. Which one would you
pick? When are you a pagan?
Well, I believe that paganism is healthier than Christianity because Christianity teaches you weakness and... It teaches you that you're like low self-esteem.
Well, like be a doormat. Do you think it teaches you to be the doormat?
Well, you're born a sinner, correct?
Right.
Okay. Now, do you want to be in debt to a Jew for your sin?
No, exactly. You know, fair point.
See, Joey 1488 sent $5. Hail Odin.
Hail Odin.
Hitler. Fuck Jesus.
Yeah, fuck Jesus.
Yeah, fuck Jesus. What the fuck, man?
Yeah, see, who the fuck is this guy? Let's go. Who's this guy?
Yo. Fucking in Ukraine, how the fucking... I'm Ukrainian, right?
You're Ukrainian?
How the fucking Ukraine are Jews, man? Like, the fuck? There's a... They make a special city in Ukraine for Jews.
Yeah,
I'm not into, like...
What is that city called? Really... It starts with an O, right? No,
really
not...
don't remember.
I know where... It's by the beach, right? Don't they have, like, a place by the beach?
Yeah. By the beach, man. Yeah. And, like, fucking people complaining. You're going out to the streets... You don't see Ukrainians, man. You see fucking Jews. Like, what the fuck? get on with the fucking shotgun and start shooting them, man. The fuck?
Thank you.
Open hunting.
Open
hunting.
See, you're,
but you know what the problem? What the problem is? The president, I think, is... No, I don't think I know he's the fucking
Zelensky,
Jew.
Bro. Zelensky.
Zelensky's a Jew. Trump's a Jew.
Who's the cover? Who's covering Jews? Him, man. That's it.
Yeah. Well, who's...
That's easy. I don't really know about all of that shit you're guys talking about. Even my English is not that good for that, you know?
Yeah.
I would love to fucking get into all of you, all of that conversation, but sorry right. about that, man.
Oblast. Is it Oblast? Is it Oblast? I don't know if it's Odessa. Odessa.
No, Odessa. There's a lot in Odessa, but they have like a special city for them. Like,
oh,
they
really?
Don't let Ukrainians in there, yeah.
Wow.
Yo, babe. Tough, bro. What flavor is that?
This is, I don't know. I think some sort of like blueberry or something. But listen.
We got ice pineapple.
Listen, vaping's gay. Okay, I'm just going to tell you. Vaping is gay.
I know, but we need the nicotine easy, bro.
I know. You're not doing drugs, are you?
Never, bro. It's
good.
Degenerate.
All right.
And what about drinking? Drinking's fine. Drinking's
no,
fine.
No. Drinking's Jew poison.
Really?
I got 10 years sober, bro. I'm here to preach white power. White power is discipline. We got into this mess because we're fucking undisciplined. We're sloppy and lazy, and we need to turn into killers. We need to kill people.
I don't know about that. Right?
They're making people like that, man, to fucking live the most strongest one.
Yeah, we know. See, your Eastern European buddy, he gets it. He's wired right. He knows it's kill time, right? Kill time?
Same, bro.
Kill time?
What I mean, I'm sorry.
Kill people. Like, we, in order to take
fuck
over.
Oh, yeah, man. Yeah. The fuck you mean?
Yeah, like.
In this fucking world, the strongest are, how to say it right?
Nature's the law, the strongest survive.
Yes.
There
always.
Go. There it is.
And fucking people just making people weak.
Yep. And that's what that Jewish Jesus does. He tells you to love your enemies, bro. That's gay. All right.
That's fucked up.
Now listen, you guys have a wonderful night. White fucking power. All right, listen.
Are you on Goyim or what kind of site you on, bro?
I'm on goyimtv.com. Check it out. They got the new site. Wait, say hi to these guys. Say, go. Do you have another app? Do you have another window?
Another window.
Do you, can you pull up another window to come by the chat and say hi to them real quick?
Go ahead.
What do you mean? I can. I'll do it after. But yeah.
They were going to say hi to you while we're live right now, bro.
Yeah.
Well, hey, what's up?
Well, nigger, I want you to read the chat. I want you to read the fucking chat.
I'll pull it up right after this, bro. I'll read it.
No, this.
Pull it up now. What the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck? Yeah, push him. Come on. What? Is he Christian? Bro, you're acting soft.
What the fuck?
Here, I got it.
Yeah, let's go. Fuck, nigger. Dude, Jesus.
Let's talk to the chat.
Fucking A. GoyimTV.com.
It's not letting me. It says page not found.
Nigger, come on. He's lying, bro. Listen.
No.
Here, hand some truth. Got it.
Yeah.
Get
him in.
Yeah, he's going to do it. Are you on it?
One sec.
Live, right on.
GoyimTV.com.
Yeah, we're here, man.
All right, you see the chat?
There you go, bro.
You see the chat?
Yep.
Chat, say what's up to this motherfucker. Tell this Christian Christ cuck to wake up. Stop watching me, goddamn jitsy poop satyr. Fucking goddamn non-white fucking subhuman. All right. White power,
yeah,
dude.
Fuck pudding. Who said fuck pudding? Fucking get the flower again, man.
You guys have a good one, man. Hey, listen, man. Hey, bro, you gotta get some of these, bro.
Pull up.
All right. White power. You guys take it easy, man. Thank you.
You too. Hey, nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you too, man.
I'm your friend now, man.
Hey,
I'm
your friend. Hey, white power, dude. Yeah. That's how we do it. Actually, that was good. That was good. Listen, man, that was actually a decent show tonight. We broke through on some people, had some people that were hip to it, had some people that are listeners. So I don't know. There's some good moments tonight. I felt like that was a pretty good show. I like that. I like ending on a good note. I like having some good times and not being so black-pilled and seeing some people that actually know what the fuck time it is. Oh, man. That was 88 above. That was 88 above. Top three moments of the night, what would they be? Last guys, I like the guy who knew about the Jews, white power, and knew about Christianity. That was my favorite part. Brainwaffing. Queefaxing? Yeah. Yeah, Eastern Europeans are a little bit... They got some edge to them, man. Gotta respect the edge. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Great time tonight. Thank you guys for supporting the show. Thanks for sharing it. Thanks for supporting it. All right, thanks for spreading it word of mouth. CQ Radio coming up next. Thank you guys. It's fun. Chink filter. TND, what's up, man? What's happening, bro?
Nigger, white power.
Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate it big time, TND. White fucking power, dude. White power. Thank you. Okay. The chink was on fire tonight, dude. Let's go.
Heil HT, great show.
Yeah?
Various good moments. Thank you. White power.
Hey, Viking girl.
/O/.
Thank you. I appreciate it, man. I had fun with you guys tonight. It was good. Good energy. Like, you know, I'm not sick. I was able to eat some food, some carbs. Getting some love right now, huh?
I laughed so hard when you told the beaner you were going to roll him up in a burrito.
Did you? All right, what was the best line of the night tonight? What was the best line? Thank you, guys.
Will not replace us.
Some support here, huh?
Awesome show, brother.
Appreciate it.
NFJO/.
Nigger, fuck Jesus right back at you. What was the best line of the show tonight, huh? Show me your nail. You think, show me your nail? Hey, that one's going to get redundant because I'm going to burn that one out. Darnell going off about raping was hilarious. Yeah, that was pretty bad. There we go.
Bridge of Steel sent $5.
Thanks, man.
Back the Bean Blower 5,000.
Is the new Beaner character, is it all right? I mean, is it cool? Is it pulling it off? I feel like it looks more realistic. It's a little bit more realistic, the Beaner character. I will bring, if you guys think it's decent and it's doable, I will bring back the freaking, I miss the old Beaner one. New Beaner's good though. It does look a little bit more. The pastor, the racist pastor, yeah, could do both. I personally, Gina, I'm kind of with you on that. I kind of like the old Beaner better. You like the new Beaner better, Robbie J. But like I wanted to have two different Beaners. So there's like the obviously the loud one, and there's the one that goes like,
yeah, man, I just want to say that, you know, I love Napoleon Dynamite, and I got this hot girlfriend. She's a hair club model, and she like. You know, she's really nice, and she gets in my car. And sometimes we go to the movies. And when we go to movies, after we go to movies, she sleeps over at my house, and we go to Catholic church in the morning. And all the Mexicans, they say, oh, my God, you have a white girlfriend, and Jesus loves you. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm so blessed by Jesus that I have a white girlfriend. When I take her to church, all the muchachos are so jealous. They want to bash her like a piñata. What are they with?
So there's that voice, right? That one's a little bit more realistic, right? That one's a little bit more realistic, right? So like,
go for it.
Do all various beaters.
We need some Hulk Hogan white power.
Oh yeah, brother. I hope BB. I hope there's. Don't tempt me with that, bro. Do not tempt me with BB. I love saying that. It is realistic. Yeah, I need what Face has. I need someone to be able to like customize me some like legit shit. Face has like the secret software and he's not giving it up. Face is not giving it up, dude. I'm going to have to find out what Face has got, and I got to get like I promise I won't do like Matthew McConaughey. He's gatekeeping a little bit. New computer will open up the filter game. It will, but I need a program, guys. I need a program, and I need people that like can customize these faces for me because I don't want to lose these old filters. Mm-hmm. Tell Face to break. Just be like, yo, hook up HT with the software, bro. Face needs to give this. I know, man. I will bribe him. I will bribe him for the filters. So many stereotypical beaners. So, I know. Gatekeep Waffle. Nah, Face is awesome. Big round of applause for Face. He's crushing on here. Shout out to Navo. Shout out to Nazario, Gulag, Dixie. You know. Yeah. Shout out to Tech Waffen. Yeah, well, listen, guys, I appreciate you. I got to say thank you to everyone. I think we did pretty good tonight. We did pretty good tonight. Tiger Waffen, thank you very much. We got Scottish Tam. Thank you as well, man. Big time thank yous. Big Romans up for everyone supporting the show. Viking Girl, TND, brother, White Power. We're doing a dinner for Hitler's birthday. Dango Shoots a Nigger, thank you very much. We got Tough Cow. We got Angry White Cringe. We got who else? We got Big Ben. Hopefully he got his big bolts back. And then we got Robbie J in the house, brother. Good to see you as always. Thank you guys for love and support. Slovak 1939, thank you very much. We also have Angry White Cringe. We got Vikings Girl, my sister. What's up? Sir Sneaks a Lot. And we got Base White Chad. Jaff Goy, as always. Thank you, bro. Return to Europa. I'm just going to always mention him because he's always supporting the stream day in and day out consistently. Like, I don't know. Wouldn't be able to keep the lights on with some of these guys that support like that, dude. Appreciate you big time. Unlocking Freedom. Thank you very much. Whoa! Iron Republic. Jeez Louise.
Imar Fade, you are going to need a Batman filter to counter the Gypsy Joker in the movement.
Oh my god, am I going to have to do Batman to combat the fucking, the Jeet Riddler? I mean, the Jeet Joker? Batman versus Jeet Joker? I don't know, guys. What do you guys think? Batman versus Jeet Joker? I know, it's kind of LARPy. What do you think? I don't know, maybe. It's kind of funny, though. I'm kind of think it's kind of funny. Yes? Oh, man. I'll get you, Joker. What the hell? Batman on the face? My Lego Batman, nigger. Yeah, this is not the most flattering. Let's just be honest. Lego Batman, nigger. What's up, bro? I mean, any cool Batman? These Batman picks are kind of, they kind of suck, man. They kind of suck. Yeah. Anyhow, listen. Listen, you guys. That one. Is anyone going live after me?
Batman was a comic made by two Jewish creators.
I know. I don't want to LARP. I don't want to do it, Tiger Waffen. I don't want to do it. Iron Republic, thank you very much. Tiger Waffen, thank you, guys. The giant Lego one is good. All right. Well, listen, I had a great show tonight with you guys, man. So shout out to all you guys. I got to say thank you to, we had some power chats coming in here. Some power chats. Everyone on power chat, who are you? Registeel, man, you're the man. Who we got? Sid Goy, 1488. Thanks, dude. Chloe, big thank you, sister. White Power, welcome back. Walker Waffen, White Power, Registeel, White Power, you know, Return to Europa, gotta say it two times, White Power, the motherfucker's always here. Kinder Blood, White Power, Eric Kerr, White Power, Billy Bats, White Power, James Mayfire, White Power. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming to the best show in the world. You are the best chat on the planet. Mom, Dad, thanks for making me. My stepdad, Brian, thanks for being a part of my life. Yeah! All right, you son of a biscuit. What's up, bro? All right, I'll see you guys on Wednesday. Stick around for CQ Radio. Now, remember, guys, we must secure the existence of our people and a future for white children. So get sober and stay sober, white man. And press 1 if you're doing sobriety, 2 if you're struggling, 3 if you're doing meth. All right, let's do a little check-in here, man. Don't give up on yourself, white man. Come on now. Look at all the sober bros in here. You can do it. It's all about honesty. Aquarius, good to see you, man.
Get that Vril. Yeah, man. Treat yourself like a god. You guys have a great night. Camera one. We are done. And camera beep two. Fuck the Jews. Hail Hitler. Hail the white race. Hail the sober waffen. Hail all the pro-white families making pro-white children. And all the pro-white activists fight for the white race. And all the white killers out there. Awaken your blood. Time's coming soon. Better be training. Better be training. Yeah, 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 yeah.